Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Delicious Podcasts Extra Portion with me, Julie Smith, where we binge on the leftovers of some of our favourite interviews from the monthly podcast. Last week, we met Dawn French, who told us about the new series of her Sky One drama, Delicious, in which she plays a chef. Here, she tells us what she's learned from the series food stylist, Lisa Heathcote, on how to look good in the kitchen, and how her men have always been the cooks in her own kitchen.
There was a missing piece of the jigsaw for me. I knew what her attitude was. I knew what her background was. I didn't know the physicality of her because I don't cook so well myself. I'm a nervous cook because I went to boarding school, and so I wasn't really in a kitchen very much. I didn't get to see my mum cook very much, and my mum was very plain, no seasoning, very British kind of pasties and potatoes kind of cook. And so we didn't even have salad in my household until I was in my 20s, and even that was a lettuce leaf but piled high with cheese, beetroot
and some salad cream.
Yeah, salad cream, which I still love.
Well, yes, in a sandwich.
So, I wasn't sure really about Gina. I knew there was something missing. And then I went and learnt a little bit with Lisa. And as I watched Lisa moving around, I thought, oh, look at her hands. Look how her fingers are in everything. She's unafraid of the food. Mm. She's easy with it. It's just completely in her nature. Mm. And I'm going to steal that. Mm.
So it is about actually moving, isn't
it? It is. And I think that was one of the kind of chief things to kind of impart to you, is about not being frightened about it. Mm. And often when you read books, it's so dry, and you read recipes, and it's so exacting. And actually, the way I read a book as a recipe is I just maybe look at a picture, look at the ingredients, and then do it my way, which is what I think Gina does. Mm. And that's really what you take. And it's sort of just being confident and not being frightened.
But you're saying that your backstory as Dawn isn't the same as Gina's backstory.
No, because I don't have that very confidence that Lisa's talking about. Mm. And the confidence is such an attractive thing, isn't it? Mm. Because I have had massive disasters in my life with food, where you say, oh, you know, I look at that and then I adapt it. I would have no idea when the flour is supposed to go in. And frankly, if I did add it, it would be coddling something at that moment, if flour can coddle something. But honestly, if it can go wrong, it does go wrong with me. Lots of things end up in the bin. And, you know, and I would love to know. There must be, it's like gardening or something, where there's a swathe of knowledge that if you get that basic stuff, I guess you run with it. And I've missed out on very basic beginnings.
I think what's so interesting about this drama is that men and women cook in a different way. I mean, I'm being a bit sort of generic here, but women cook to give, and I think men cook to be slightly competitive and showy offy. And I think Jeannie's character is kind of largesse, and she's giving, so her food should be unctuous and dripping and giving and sexy. And that's kind of what I'm trying to sort of do on the plate. And I, you know, coming back to that's the way I try to cook, is because it's a nurturing thing. It's a loving thing. And that's how I started off cooking.
You know, you've touched on something there, because I've got a feeling that one of the reasons I feel so nervous about cooking and why I know it's about confidence is I've got confidence in buckets in so many other areas of my life. But this is like a missing thing that I don't have confidence. Yes. And it's part of motherhood.
Yes.
It's part of femalehood. Yes. It's part of the whole giving thing. Yes. And so I feel slightly lacking that I don't have this ability.
Do you think it's something that you can learn? I mean, having worked with Lisa,
do you get it? I would say that what the missing link is, and this is where perhaps your readers will kind of make the connection, is the whole, the mystery of food, if you're cooking, is competitive. And it's not. It's very simple. And you don't have to put thousands of ingredients and make it grand. You know, it's just relax with it and enjoy it.
But I
think you do have it. It's just that it's demystified, you know, debunking the mystery.
But how do you feel when you hear her say that? Do you think, oh,
no, no,
yes,
I believe her. I totally believe her. Yes, I don't think she would lie to me. She wouldn't, because she knows my abilities and she would. No, what I do know is that I have slightly... Ever since I, you know, was cooking in my own home, I have stepped back and actually weirdly let husbands take over who seem to want to do it. And I've been very lucky that I'm on second marriage now. And even first marriage and second marriage, the men have enjoyed being in the kitchen much more than me. So I've gone, oh, OK, you do that. I'll do all the other things.
And have they been showy-offy or have they been loving? Because food is about love, isn't it?
It is.
But it's a bit of both, I think.
Okay.
Loving when it's just the family and a bit showy-offy when there's a dinner party kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this gorgeous man that I'm married to at the moment is very relaxed, for instance, around fish, which is not something I ever ate in my life and was actually genuinely afraid of. But we live in Cornwall, you know, there are fresh fish. He fishes himself, he'll bring it home and then he cooks it. And so simple.
But that's very sexy. But that's the hunter-gatherer thing. Yeah. That's the male hunter-gatherer being, you know, here's it, slap on the table. Don't have to do much to it. And here I am, this wonderful piece of fish.
Yeah.
Love it. But I have been I'm aware that I'm fortunate that I've been around particular guys who are providers in that way when it comes to the food.
Yes.
So I have been a bit lazy and stepped back.
Yeah, well, you're better at other things. I mean, can you write? I mean,
definitely not.
So your skills are... So that's fine. So, you know, you can kind of marry those things.
But I still would like to do it. Do you know what I'm thinking is like into my older age, which I'm entering now, when I pull back a bit from working so hard, this is what I would like to do. Some people want to paint.
Yeah.
Some people want to travel. I would love to cook. I would love to learn.
We're
going to have to do this.
I'll be down.
It's got to be simple. That, like you say, simple.
So, Lisa, this is what you do. You've done Downton. Yeah. You've done Mamma Mia. You've done just everything with a fantastic food in it. How do you get into that? I'm sure so many people listening to this podcast will get, I want that job.
She ain't going to tell you that. She wants to keep her job.
Oh, yeah, hello. It's not as... yes, that was quite tricky, actually. Very difficult. I actually did learn to cook. I did.
You went to Leeds?
I went to Leeds, yes. I was trained as a ballet dancer, and my mother said, you may not be that ballet dancer, you better have a second string to your bow. So I duly went to learn to cook. And one thing after another, I started cooking and, you know, sort of private chef work, yada, yada. And I still had a link with people in theatre world, etc. And a producer, friends one day said, would you like to do a yin and yang out of tomato sauce and mustard? And I sort of went, I think I can do that. And so I went onto a set and did it. And I just thought, oh, well, this is quite fun. This is food and kind of, you know, sort of filming, etc. So I started off doing actually stills photography because also I went to art college. I went to, you know, I did foundation art. So food then becomes shape, colour, form.
Yeah.
It just becomes another medium to create something artistic. Yeah. And so that was really fun. But also the kind of the greedy side of me is played into because it's food, you know, so I can make a sculpture and eat it.
But it's also history, isn't
and
it?
It's history,
research,
yes.
And
yeah, stuff. Oh, and I love all that bit. That's fascinating, you know, meeting kind of food historians.
Period food,
because I do, like, well, a lot. I did the Duchess as well. My cousin Rachel I did last year, which was just lovely. You know, lots of sort of 17th century food as well. And all that's wonderful because, so it encompasses many things because food used to be really a delicate, wonderful, the way we ate was not the way you imagined, you know, throwing a bowl over your shoulder. That was just nonsense. It was only in the Second World War that we lost all those sort of techniques and all the subtleties. So we always think often that food way back when was rather bad, but it wasn't. It was a very delicate, wonderful thing.
And Dawn French stars in Delicious on Sky One at 9 p.m. Thanks for listening to The Delicious Podcast. Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe via iTunes or your favourite podcast app so you never miss a bit. See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.